All right. Nun Tet. We are Nun Tet. We're at the bottom of Nun Chavit. We read the Mishnah yesterday. All right. That you, the first Mishnah, Amin Lachavit Savak actually Yisha Plonit, and then so his friend went and married her off instead. The Gemara says like this: Ha'omel Chaver Otzei VeKadesh. Right. So we've got another limb. We've got a Braita, which learns the same halacha as our Mishnah slightly differently. Okay. So Omel Chaver Otzei VeKadesh. Say to your friend, go and marry me. Right. So that's our Mishnah. Right. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara brings a Braita. Tana, Masha Asa Asui. It's done. What's done is done. Can't undo it. Right. Ella Shenahagbo Minat Gragmaot Ramaut. But his friend was a Ramai with him. Right, which is not exactly the most complimentary term of the Gemara. So the Gemara is like a Vitani Dan, and now according to our Mishnah, right? In our Mishnah, Masha Sa Asur, it's Vitani Dan Halach. Nami Diktani. So in our, so how come our Mishnah doesn't mention that in the Lashon of Ramaut? Right? So the Gemara says, no, Atan also the Waku that says, Itani Halach. Okay, when it said halach, it's b'ramaut. V'didan, tani didan halach, nami gan lach b'ramaut. Right?
Ze halach halach.
And because when he said like this, ha'omel ha'chaver otzei v'kadesh li'isha plani v'halach. What does it mean v'halach? The kavanah is that also halach b'ramaut. Halach halach. Okay, okay. So he says, mashna hacha. So now the Gemara moves into a little bit of a different guess. Now we've left the Ramaut alone. Now we've got a question over here comparing our Gemara here and a Gemara which we learned earlier on in Daf Nun. All of you can remember it was only last week. Right, so here Mishnah is like, Mashna hachadik tani ha'omele chaveiro. Here it's omele chaveiro tzei v'kadesh li'isha. Right? We're on Daf Nun. Remember we learned this Gemara in Daf Nun. Mashna hatam v'en Daf Nun. Tani ha'omele shlucho. There we say omel shlucho, now we say omel chaveiro. In other words, here he's your chaver and there's your shaliach. Because it's clear that when we said over here omel chaveiro, we mean he's your shaliach. Right? So why do we use the lashon of shaliach and lashon of chaveiro? It's almost like this. Diktani, omel shlucho, hacha rebuta kemashvan. When we learned the word shaliach, it comes to teach us chidush. Vahatam rebuta kemashvan.
The
rebuta. Rebuta is to add to with something else over and above itself. That's what we've seen it quite a number of times. Rebuta, right? So he says, umashna hatam itani omer leshlucho. Says hacha rebuta kemashvan. Vahatam rebuta kemashvan. It was the chidush in each one. Each time the Gemara uses the different lashon, teaches the different chidush, right? Hacha rebuta kemashvan. What's the rebuta? Here, the chidush of here and our Mishnah, we say omer lechaveiro. The itani shlucho. If he had said shaliach, hava mina shlucho hu dehavi ramai, right? Who's the when is he considered a ramai? When you appoint him your shaliach. Why? The sam chedate, because you relied on the guy. Why would you rely on him? The savar avad li shlichuti. I appointed you my shaliach. I expected you to do your shlichut, right? Aval chaveiro, ched lo sam chedate am lo li havi ramai, but a chaver. It appears that when you're asking the shaliach to appoint your shaliach, you're saying to him, listen, I'm asking you now, please go from here to there and do me the shlichut and marry her for me, etc. But a chaver is if you happen to bump into her along the way, then ask her to marry me. Okay? So a shaliach, you'd expect more from Hatam. So that's why the Gemara says no. The Mishnah uses the word chaver. No difference between each other, exactly the same. And the same story, Hatam Rebuta Kamashtam, what's the, why there do we call it Shaliach, and here we call it Chaver? Ti Tana Ha'omel HaChaveiro, there, right? Havamina HaChaveiro Hu Dechikit Shebemakom Acher Enu Mekudeshet. Ah, we left out what that Gemara was there. I just assume that everybody remembers it, right? Remember, just look at Rashi quickly. There, on Daf Nun, we said, look, it's the Ha'omel HaShlucho, Tzei V'Kadesh Le'isha Plani B'makom Plani. We made a specific request in this particular place. Go and marry her for me in that place. Right, v'alach v'kitchem makom acher. When he married her somewhere else, ain't a mekudeshet. Right, remember, the shaliach had to do yoshlichut. Yoshlichut was to marry her in Eben Yehuda, not anywhere else. Right, so there he says, had we, if you just said the chaver, not your shaliach, havamina would have thought chaveru who dechikitchem makom acher ain't a mekudeshet. The savar otarach, v'ashlucho the tarach ain't a mare makom. Remember, mare makom. Remember that it's lav dafka. It was not just Likutei Rashi said it very nicely. Mare Makom Lavdafka. In other words, we don't mean that place, it's just in okay, we refer it to anywhere, as long as you find her, marry her. Kamashmla, no. In other words, irrespective whether it's learned as a shaliach or learned as a chaver, it's the same din of shlichut applies all the time. Okay. Rabin Chasida. Now it's interesting that the Gemara, no one comments on this, but he's a chasid. Okay, he's called Rabin Chasida. Rabin Chasid. Azirik dusha le'ita to the bara. He went to marry a woman for his son. Now just remember, we saw beforehand that lo chatzuf bara lemane ave shaliach. When we learned that before, that a son isn't so chatzuf to appoint his father as his shaliach. And we learned that. Anyhow, nonetheless, this happens. Because he's a shaliach, maybe appoints himself. Maybe volunteers to be appointed himself. Okay, I don't know. Whatever the case is, bring a chair up there. Right. So, Rabbi Chasid as the kutcher it to lebare. Kitcher nafsha. In the end, he goes to marry off his son, and he says, you know, we're not a bad shlech. He'll marry her for himself, and he marries her for himself. Right. So the Gemara says, Vatania, ma she'asa asu yedesh shenahak bominah gramaut. We see that when a person does this, nonetheless, the kiddush is the kiddushin, but it's ramaut. So how can Rabbi Chasid do such a thing for ramaut? Right. So the Gemara says, no, there's a reason here. Why? Lo yavu nihale. They look at Rashi there. Lo ratzu litna letzorich bano. When he came to do the shidduch, they said, listen, for your son, we're not happy to marry her. For you, we're happy to marry her. But to your son, we're not giving her to your son. So the Gemara says, yibayle lo du'e. So nonetheless, mele, he doesn't, they won't allow him. But look at Rashi. Lo tzi atzvom min amina gramot. But not only call the Ramai, the least he should do is go back to his son and say, listen, I want you to know that they won't let me marry you off, so I'm going to marry her. Right? At least do the proper thing. So the Gemara says, why didn't he wait? Savar adachi vachi ati nishachina mekadesh la. This was too good a one to let go. And he was scared that if he'd wait and have to go home and tell his son, arrange the whole sort of time he'd come back, somebody else would have chapter and she'd be married to somebody else.
His wife would find out.
Fisfus, Shidduch, Yechusin, Rotzauta. What's the question? He wanted her in his family. So if his son couldn't marry her, sure. The she's been recorded now, so I won't tell him, I want to tell you. Right. Now, a different story over here, but the same idea. There we spoke about Shaliach for Kiddushin. Here it's a Shalichut for Kinyan, which is the same idea, right? So Rabbi Bar Chana Yav Leizuz Lerav. Rabbi Bar Chana gave Rav Zuzay. Gave him money. Amar zabne nihale lahai ara. Go buy this land for me. Here's the money. Go buy it. Azel zabne nafsha. Rav went and bought it for himself. Bought the land for himself.
His money.
Not his money.
Right.
His money. He bought it for himself. His money. Right. Vaha tanya mashe asa asuya leshnagbo minagramut. Same story. Right. We understand that it's done. The deal's a good deal, but it's ramot. So the Gemara answers, what happened? Yeah. Ba'aged alimi hava. Okay, look there, Rashi. Ba'agadalimi, bik'ashel ba'alei zroa hayata. There were strong-armed guys there, right? In other words, they controlled the sale of land in this area. It was very controlled by the mafia of some kind. V'lo yanichu l'chol adam liknot karkes dam. Not anybody can come and buy land by you. You want to buy land? Yeah, we got to approve you, right? And they weren't happy, obviously, for Rabbi Bar Chana to own the land. But with regards to Rav, they didn't mind that Rav would own the land. Right? Ali Mehabe. And the Gemara says, L'Rav nahage bei kavod. Rav Bar Bar Chana lo nahage bei kavod.
Rav used his own money?
So that's what Ira said, but he used his own money. So obviously, we must have given the money back. No, he could have used that money, because remember he said, about just giving back the other money. Just money, when we said money lehotzar nitna, right? Money is not money. We don't have to need the exact same money. And when he went to do the deal, came back and he wrote out a check and he gave him back the money. So, but the Rav didn't use Rav Baruch Hanna's money to use it, it would be stealing. But the fact is, so the Gemara, same story the Gemara says, e baye leila odue, right? Same story, why didn't he at least come back, okay, and tell Baruch Hanna, right, that he couldn't do it. Obviously good land this, right? So he wanted the land, it was a good deal, a good price. If he would have waited too long, someone else would have come and chop the land. So he did the deal quickly and then he came and did all the expressions afterwards.
They could have held it for him.
They would allow him. The Gemara says the strong men in trust. Here we go again. Okay, you're right, David. You did use his lawyer. Okay, Rav Gidl had a mahapich b'hahi ara. Same story here. Rav Gidl had his eyes. Look at Rashi. Rashi says a mahapich, right? He mechazer. Where's the Rashi there? Mechazer acharei lizgot ba mina hefker. Or she did lo balabait. So there was this piece of land available, which was either hefker or somebody was giving it up, and Rav Gidl had his eye on it, right? Azul Rabbi Abba Zavna. Rabbi Abba went and he bought it. Right? So Azul Rav Gidl. So now what happens is Rav Gidl was upset. Right? So Azul Rav Gidl, Kabla Rabbi Zaira. He went to Rabbi Zaira and he moaned about it to Rabbi Zaira. Kabla over there means that he complained about it, right? He prevented. He went to Rabbi Zaira. Azul Rabbi Zaira, the Kabla Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha. Napacha seemed to be in the Gadol at the time. Then he went to Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha. He said to him, "This is look at Rav Gidl. Look at Rav Gidl. Wanted this land, and Rabbi Abba bought it from him." So Amarlei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha says to Rabbi Zaira, he says, "Hamten, don't worry, every dog's got its day. Wait, ad sheyale etzlenu regel. Rav Abba is going to come here for the regel, right?" And Rashi says, because it's a minhag to go to visit your Rebbe on the regel. He salik, and then when he came up, so Rabbi Abba arrived at the regel, right? Salik, right? Ashkeche. So Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha found him. He found him. Amarle. Ani me'apach becharera. A poor person is checking. Look at there. Is there Rashi there on Ani me'apach becharera?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, I know what it means. Is there Rashi there? Yes. Like, where is it? I can't see it. Behina mapech bahi arara. Mechazer alei liknot. No. Where is it?
Yeah.
Mechazer acharei liskot ba mina hefker or she yitnei lo balabait. So Ani is looking into this stuff and he has got his eye on it. Uba acher venatle menu. My, and another guy comes and chaps it. What's aloch? He says to him, right? He says, "You, Rav Abba, the guy who quickly chaps this land." Obviously, they understand what's going on. So he says to him, "What? I'm a Nikra Rasha. The guy's a Rasha. What's the question? You do something like that, you're a Rasha, right? Nikra Rasha. Look at Rashi. She red lechaye chaveiro because he goes and sticks his nose into the life of other of his friends and he interferes and takes." He says, "Elamar." He says, "Okay, mister, my time Avad Haki, so why did you do so and so?" He explains to him the whole story now, right, about Rav Gidl. He says, "Amarle, lo have yadana." Never knew. Never knew. And we have no reason to assume that he would lie, right? He's obviously in the truth. He says, "Lo have yadana, that Rav Gidl wanted this at all." So he says to him, now look at this, this is amazing. So he says to him, Rav Chabach says to him, "Hashda," he says, "now, nami nitve nihale," give it to him. You didn't know that was a story. He wanted it. You go and give it to him. So Amarle, look at this. He says to him, "Amarle zvuni lo mezavni." I'm not selling it to him. Uh-huh. But why not? Look here. Why am I not selling it to him? The ara kamaitahi. This is my first deal I've ever done. This is my first property deal at Mamash. Ara kamaitahi. Look at this. It says ara kamaitahi. Look at Rashi. Zohi li rishona shelakachti me'olam. The first acquisition of money in my life. Right? Mm-hmm. Look at the end of the Gemara. Velo mesam nemilta. Look at Rashi. Eina simantov sheimkor adam mikcho harishon. Not a good sign. The first property deal you do, you don't sell to somebody else. So what does he say? Ibai b'matananish kelei. You can have it as a gift. Eina chinami. It's not mine, but it's not a good siman to sell. He can have it. Right? But now look at the end of this Gemara. Right? Look at this end of this Gemara. Amazing Gemara. This. It says like this, Rav Gidl lo nachitla. Rav Gidl never ever went onto the land. Rav Gidl was the guy who wanted it, right? Rav Gidl didn't accept the gift. Wa dichtiv v'sone matanot yichye. Sone matanot. Hate matanot, and that's a measure for good life. V'Rabbi Abba and the guy who bought it lo nachitla. And he never went and worked the land either. Why? Mishum dehafich bar Rav Gidl, because you know Rav Gidl had his eye on it. So basically, lo mar nachitla, velo mar nachitla. And this land became what? Umitkaria arad rabanan. It was hefka land. That land stayed hefka. Look at Rashi there. Hefka the Talmidim. Whoever wanted to come and have the land.
Achla Talmidim.
Hefka the Talmidim. I don't know. But just shows you, hey? That's mamash midat chasidut. Okay. Okay. Next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, let's go back and look at the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah said like this, right? We said, so that was the first one, Kadesh Tipranim, the guy went and married him. Now, Omer Yisharat B'Kodesh Li Achar Shloshim Yom, only after 30 days. And Ba Acher B'Kitcha, somebody else came and married her B'Toch Shloshim Yom, Mekodeshet. Right? Then we said, however, if you said, Me'achshav Ula Achar Shloshim Yom, marry me from now and after 30 days, and somebody else came, right? Acher Shloshim Yom, Ba Acher B'Kitcha B'Toch Shloshim Yom, Mekodeshet V'Ein Mekodeshet. Right? We said it was a suffix. She needed a get from both of them. Okay. That's the Mishnah to speak about earlier. So now, where is it? Thank you. Right? So now the Gemara is like this. Lo ba acher v'kidsha b'toch shloshim mahu. Right? We said that if he says, after 30 days, marry me, and somebody else comes in the middle of 30 days and marries her, she's married to the second guy. But now nobody came. Okay? What's the story? Right.
So he gives her money up front.
He gave her money up front. He said he has money for Kiddushin, but this Kiddushin might take effect in 30 days' time. So now what happens after the 30 days? In 30 days' time, what happens? Right? Rabbi Shmuel, there's a machlok Rabbi Shmuel, the Amet Travahu, Mekodeshet. But they don't machlok it actually. They both say Mekodeshet. Right? They both say Mekodeshet. In other words, 30 days it elapses, and the Kiddushin kicks in, and everything's. Va'af al pi shenit achlu hama'ot. And that's the Chiddush. Even if she spent the money already. In other words, he gave her the Kiddushin 30 days ago. She doesn't have to have the money in her hand at the time that the Kiddushin takes place. Right? The other minute would be that because now she's really doing the Kiddushin, so we'd expect that now she should have the money in her hand. But he says that even though she already had the money and she's used the money's gone, it's still a good Kiddushin. Right? So the Gemara says, my timer. Why? Why is it a good reason? The Gemara says, honey, Zuzay, lo le milve damu, lo le pikadon damu. Remember? We said lo le milve, and it has to be, right? Because we learned earlier on, I'm a kash with milve and I'm a kodeshe. So therefore, kobi milve. Right, milve otanit, exactly. Milve and lo, like Rashi says, the name I'm a kash with milve and I'm a kodeshe. Also, lo le pikadon damu. And it's not similar to a pikadon to a deposit either. Why? Look at Rashi quickly. The name we said there with regards in Daf Mem Zayin, right? That's about 12 days ago. Mem Zayin Chetet, 12 days ago, or 13 days ago. Right, we said over 2 weeks ago, we said like this, look at Rashi brings the Gemara. Im lo nishtayer ba shreputa eina mekodeshet. Remember? We said that if there was a loan, and she went to the room and found that it had been stolen, or it had been or it had been used up, and the money wasn't left, there wasn't enough for shreputa, she couldn't use the money of the loan to get married from, right? The pikadon, the deposit, the pikadon. Like the style of the Gemara, it says not like a milve and not like pikadon, but then it explains pikadon first. We've seen it a lot, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't say not like milve pikadon, then going back to milve. It says milve pikadon, we explain pikadon, then go to milve. So like last in last. Last in first out. Right. Last in first out. Right. Le pikadon lo damu.
Because the one mentions rabbis too, it'll say rabbi.
Exactly.
Then
it'll explain Rabbi B. Right. Exactly. Same style. Same idea. Right? So it's like this. Pikadon, because a pikadon bereshuta demare kamit achle. Right? Because what's happening with the pikadon? The pikadon, even though it might be in my house, but it belongs to the owner still. Because it's his. I'm just looking after it. So therefore, when it gets lost or used up, it's his that got lost, that got used up. Therefore, he wants to marry me. That's I'm the woman, right? He wants to marry me with the pikadon. He has to have a shavaputa. Because even though it was in my house, it was still his. Right? Demara kamit achle. Vahana bishuta dida kamit achle. But yeah, it was hers. I gave her this money for kiddushin. It's her money now. So if it got used up, it's hers, not mine. So therefore, I pick Adon as the I'm the vow and I want to marry her and I ask her to look after something for me. I have to make sure that I've got a shavaputa to give her. But here, when I gave the kiddushin, I gave it her for kiddushin, right? Even though the tnai hadn't been accepted yet, it was hers. Why did it got used up? Because used up by her, not by me. So now, why is it a milve? So the question: why is it a milve? Right? That's the question. When the milve nami lo damu, why? Because milve lo hotzah nitna. When I gave her milve, I lent her the money to spend the money. Here, I never gave her to spend the money. Here, I gave her for Kiddushin. So it's not like a milve either. Okay.
We learned then what she can do during those 30 days? Or she can't do?
I think she can do anything. She can even accept kiddushin from somebody else. She can do anything.
Can she?
Yes.
Yes, we saw.
The Mishnah said it, I think.
Didn't he say? If you said, the Mishnah says, "Kitcha, yeah, kitcha betoch tosh, omer isha rab mekudesh li achas leviyom ba'achem kitcha betoch leviyom mekudesh leshayni." So if she can marry the same guy, she can do anything, I imagine, right? Anything that she'd be allowed to do without the kitcha. Okay, so all right,
in the head.
Right. Okay. Hotza nitna hani betorat kiddushin yehivinu nihala. Okay. Now, a new question. Lo ba'acher v'kitcha, like we just asked earlier on, right? The same story, nobody else came. However, v'chazraba. But now in those 30 days, she changed her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's the story? Is it, okay, she changed her mind. So now the fact that during the 30 days she changed her mind, can she stop the t'nai?
Has he bought an option, basically?
Exactly, right. Can she? She sold an option. She sold the option.
Yeah, he bought
the option. Right. The chazra mahu.
In trust.
Right. Right. Mahu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Choseret. Rabbi Yochanan says no problem. She can go back. Why can she choseret? Ate dibur umevatil dibur. Big deal. There was dibur here. He said I read mekudesh etli, but shloshim yom. She said in beseda. Now she changed her mind. So there was dibur. Right, look at Tosfot, quickly. Ate dibur, dahashta. Right now, that dibur that he made now, the ate dibur, this dibur of hers now, and mevatel, look at the next Tosfot read, mevatel dibur, de nitratza. You see there's a cheshek shlomo that aleph there. Nir adetech lomar, mevatel dibur de nitratzta, the kiddushin. Vikamasa de nitrat, okay, so basically her dibur now is mevatel his dibur. That's partial according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Reish Lakish Amar Eno Choseret. Can't do it. Why not? Lo ati dibur umevatel dibur. Dibur can't mevatel dibur. Now, they had an interesting machlok at this. We're going to spend the most of the daf, we'll see the rest of the daf, on this. Okay? So he says, lo batel dibur. Dibur can't do bitul dibur. So now, Rabbi Yochanan isn't taking this lying down. And he says like this. Aitivei, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, got a brighter, he brings a brighter to challenge him on this. Bitel, now we've got a case of Truma. You appoint a Shaliach to do Truma for you. And we've seen that many times in our Gemara's, both in Gittin and Kiddushin, you can do it, no problem. You can appoint a Shaliach to do a Truma. And now Bitel, now you decide in your mind to cancel the Truma that you wanted your Shaliach to do. So the Gemara says like this. Imad, okay, this over here, this is in Masechet Trumot, Paragil Mishnah Dalet. This is a Mishnah, right? Be'im ad shelo taram bitel. If the shaliach hasn't yet gone and done the truma, and in your mind you were mevatel it, okay? Look at Rashi there. Bitel im ad shelo taram bitel. Ha'omer leshlucho tzei v'terum. Go do truma for me. V'chazar u'bitlo v'liot shlucho. Or befanav, or slo befanav. That's the chiddush here. Even if he doesn't know that you mevatel his shlichut, okay. So either you did bitul to him befanav, or lo befanav. He doesn't even know. Just in your mind, you said amab. Not maybe you could actually make some of the words. I'm now being mevatel my shaliach, right? But he doesn't even know. So he runs along and does the job, right? That's why the Mishnah says im ad shelo taram bitel ein trumato truma. If before he got there, you remember Vatel, the fact that he went and didn't know that you had cancelled and did the truma is not a truma. So what do we see here? Bitul dvarim mevatel dvarim. So if the akim mevatel the shlichut, why can't I mevatel the kiddushin? Right? So ha 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 dibur v'dibur. Sorry. Ukata dibur mevatel dibur. That's the Mishnah, the Gemara's question, the Rabbi Yochanan's question to Reish Lakish. Right? Doesn't seem to be v'kati dibur mevatel dibur. So he says to him, Sha'ani. Am I in the right place still?
Yeah.
Am I still here? Oh, yeah, I'm still right place. Shani, so Reish Lakish answer says, no, this is a little bit different. Why? Netina de ma'ot liad isha dechi ma'ase damu. Velo ati dibur vatel ma'ase. Reish Lakish said, what I really meant was, not that dibur, no vatel dibur, but when you gave her the money, you said, Rabbi Kodeshetli, that's like doing a ma'ase. So even though it's actually only words, right? Because Rabbi Kodeshetli, but because it came with money, it's like a ma'ase. And dibur, Mat mevatel dibur in truma, but come mevatel dibur with a maise. And the maise is what our problem is over here.
It's interesting. We've had several times where somebody makes a statement, they try to prove it with teruma, and then they find that teruma is different situation.
Different situation.
They'd like learn.
We will see some more, I think, this one, right? You see. Imach no bit a truma to truma. So another question now. Rabbi Yochanan asks him another one. Hasholeach get leishto vehigia b'shaliach. We learned this as well, right? This we learned in Masechet Gittin that I'm a bet, okay, which is I don't know how many daf ago, right? Vehigia b'shaliach. Vehigia means, look at Rashi, rabuta ashmina. Okay, before we get to the rabuta, just look at pshat. What he means is that he sent a shaliach with a get with a shaliach to his wife to divorce her, and then he gia b'shaliach. He arrived to the shaliach, right? Vehigia him. Bashaliach, which he arrived at the shaliach, or sheshalach acharav shaliach, or he sent another shaliach off to the shaliach to stop the shaliach. Now the chiddush that Rashi is mentioning over here, right? Look over here, vehigia b'shaliach. Rashi says rabuta. Okay, yeah, Robert, the same word rabuta, right? What's the extra chiddush here learned in this vehigia? Ashu afapi shelo yatsa acharav l'shaimchach. Which he didn't actually intend when he left his house. He wasn't looking for the shaliach to cancel the get. But he happened to bump into the shaliach along the way, right? Ela she pagabo, he just pagabo, bumped into him. V'amar lo arei batel. He said, you know what? I've changed my mind, cancel the gate. But had he not seen the shaliach, he might not have canceled the gate. It wasn't the intention, right? And look at Rashi says, v'lo amrinan, and we don't say, letzeure ba'al mekamechaven, that all he's just trying to do is mess with her. Right? And therefore we ignore him. We don't say that. We say, no, we accept at face value. He's changed his mind. Get v'achim mefureshet beperek hasholeach. Okay.
Who does he bump into?
His shaliach. He's in a shaliach and he's now walking. He bumps into the shaliach. He says, oh, you know what? That get you've got, cancel the get. Now, v'amar lo get shaliach batelhu. Now, another point which you've got to bear in mind will become clearer in the next amud. Why I'm mentioning this, you must bear this in mind. We said over here, v'hacha v'amar lo get shenatat lecha batel hu. Right? When he says, yeah, get shenatat lecha, we understand in that sugya that get means I'm being mevatel the get. The get has no longer got the koach of a get. And therefore, he can never use that get again. The get is batel. Not only the shlichut is batel, but the get itself is mevatel. Okay, remember that. Better be mindful later on. Right? Harezeh batel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's batel. V'hanatinat get liad shaliach. Dechi netani maot liad isha dame. Now you told me earlier on that why can't we say dibur batel dibur? Because there's a maaseh of the money. He has it. What's stronger? I give the get to the shaliach. It's like giving the money to the woman. And in spite of the fact I gave her the get, we can cancel the get. So we see that the dibur comes and is mevatel, the maaseh of the giving. Uketanya reze batel. So how does he answer him? Rash Lakish answers him, he says like this. Hatam, nami, it's different, why? Kol kame de lo mate gite liyada dibur ve dibur hu. And therefore, dibur ve dibur, it's a little bit different. Why? Even though I gave him the get, like Robert says, a little bit different. I gave him the get, but the get just, the get only becomes a get when she receives the get. So long as she hasn't received the get yet, there isn't really the koach in the get to do anything, and therefore it's all dibur, it's only talk. And talk is cheap, and therefore we can cancel the talk. But kiddushin, when I give her the money was a maaseh kiddushin. It wasn't just giving her money, it was a kiddushin took place with that money, and therefore it would be different.
That's how...
I don't think it's going to do with Adam Asir and Adam Khatima Karti at all with the royal guard to the gate. Because even though you say Adam Khatima Karti, you still got to give her the gate.
Yeah,
right?
So if she gives him back the money, it should be good enough.
If she gives him back the money, that's a good point. In other words, the way to do it would be not to cancel, but she'd come and say, here's your money back. Although we might not say that either. Or into touching the point, I'm just going to say, because money is not the same money. The get, it's the same get, remember?
It's an action.
But we can say, look, you've already used the money. If it's the same money, maybe not.
Give her a shtar and says.
You give her a shtar, but you kiddushin, maybe that would be closer to a get. But money, I think, and David's point is right, but I think personally that technically the money wouldn't work because money is not money anymore.
The money
is not money. But you might be right there. You know, you might be right. It's a good point. Very good point. Okay.
Can he actually, if he just cancels the get in his mind, the get is possible, though?
So that's what the Gemara says over here. When he says,
but I'll get. Here he's actually telling him, he's actually telling the Shaliach that even when if the Shaliach is on his way and he cancels the get, then the get, when he reaches this, it doesn't apply, does it?
In his mind, he doesn't say anything to anybody.
Well, even if he says, but he's not saying to the shaliach. Shaliach is on his way. He doesn't know that the get.
So that if you write, then well, then this mishnah's got no purpose.
If he
then what's the mishnah teaching us? If he can do it in his mind, then why do we? If he can do it in his mind, then kosher can he can do it.
But he has to run to a bait.
He can't do it.
I don't
remember, but I don't think that you can do a bitul get in your mind. I don't think so. I don't remember that. But I don't remember Karen. Okay, so now 80 Reish Lakish Rebbe. So now Rabbi up until now Rabbi Yochanan has been challenging Reish Lakish. Now Reish Lakish turns on Rabbi Yochanan and says 80 Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Remember Reish Lakish was the one who said that dibur enum batil dibur, right? Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-kailim yordin lidei tumatan b'machshava. And olim midei tumatan ele b'shinui ma'aseh. What are we speaking about over here? So we've got a situation over here of kailim. When an artisan is making kailim, okay, if it's a steelsmith, for example, so there's certain stages when the kli becomes considered a kli.
We're way behind.
Right? What?
Are we way behind?
Yeah, we are way behind. That's a long duff and we're talking too much. Okay. You'll see the next amud will give us Yathir Ishmaya, because a lot of whatever we've learned now is repeated just in a different way. But basically, like, third of the stuff is all repetition. We won't have to explain. Just read it very quickly and carry on. Okay. Eight Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-kalim yodin idei tu matan b'machshava. Right. So the idea here is, I'm explaining the Rashi outside. Raw materials. When an artisan is making raw materials, there's a certain stage in each type of material when it becomes considered a kli. And only when it becomes considered a kli does it now become shav, can get tumah. In its raw form, it can't makabel tumah. Okay? So the chiddush here is that an artisan can decide in his mind that he's not going to do the next stage to complete the kli. And as far as he's concerned, that vessel is now finished. And at that moment that he decides it, it's already starts with makabel tumah. Makabel tumah. Even though it hasn't finished it. So, okay. He says, yeah, just thought alone can create a situation where the kli becomes tumah. When you want to take the tumah, if you want to get it out of that situation, we have a situation now, we've just said, now, you know what, this kli over here, let's assume it's steel, and in order to become kli, I've got to finally do the rim. I said, no, without the rim, it's fine. And now, as I said, without the rim, that kli now becomes considered a kli. But now, if I decide, you know what, actually, I want it to be only with a rim. It's no good any longer. Now I can't just talk. Now I've got to actually go and make the rim, or break the kli, or do something physical to the kli, otherwise it will get tumah. Okay, clear? So is that Reish Lakish's argument? So it's a good argument, what Reish Lakish is saying. He says, Maase motzi miyad maase. When I do a maaseh, the maaseh can help me get be batel that Torah kli of machshava, right? Either if I did a maaseh on it, or if I did machshava, a maaseh can do both. Ava machshava and motzia, lo miyad maaseh, lo miyad machshava. But machshava does nothing. Not even miyad maaseh does it help, right? Bishlom miyad maaseh lo mifkela. I can understand why maaseh. Why the machshava doesn't take me out of the issue of maaseh to lo ati dibur vatel maaseh, because dibur can't do maaseh, and machshava is like dibur in the far purposes, right? Ele miyad machshava miyad tafik. But according to you, what you're saying, if dibur can be vatel dibur, then at least machshava should be able to help me get out of the state of machshava state, right? So this is a good question, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan answers, he says, ani machshava de tuma. When it comes to tuma, machshava is in a category of its own, and we can't learn machshava of tuma, any other type of machshava. Why? Dechi maase dami, because machshava with tuma is like a maase, right? Look at Rashi there. Dechi maase dami on the narrow lines. Derachmane karye maase, because Rachmane called it maase. Right, and we'll see. Let's go back into the Gemara. And Rav Papa, in the site of Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rami Kativ, Rami Bav Metzia. Rav Papa brings a stira. He brings a stira. Says Rami, right? He argues on himself, so to speak. Like a stira, right? The pasuk on the one hand, when it says in Vayikra, it says V'chiyutan Mai Malzera, right? There's seven liquids. we always spend too much time on this, right? But basically, it's water, dew, milk, honey, date oil, wine, and blood. Yad Shechadam. Oh, Yad Shechadam. Okay, I'm going to get it right now, right? There's an acronym for it. Yad Shechadam, right, already mentioned, right? And all those seven, if they fall on something, on vegetation specifically, they make it ra'u lekabel tuma. Until it's been wet, until, like, that's why, for example, vegetables growing in a field that are in the ground, even though water's falling on all the time, doesn't help us. When they, once they're picked or they are removed from the ground, and now they're outside, or now one of these waters fall on them, then they become ra'u lekabel tuma. Until they don't make lekabel tuma. And the pasuk there is, and the pasuk says, v'chi yutan, right? But look what our Papa says. Rami Ketiv. In the pasuk, we've got a stira. Why? Because v'chi yiten. The pasuk's written v'chi yiten yutet nun yutaf nun, right? V'karinan chi yutan. But we read it yutan. We read it without the vav.
Yeah.
Right. We read the chi yutan without the vav. We read it as chi yiten, but we pronounce it yutan. Right. It's a creative, so to speak. Right? So how kaitzad? What's going on here? Says Rav Papa. The chiyutan dumia the chiyitain. They're not, they're different. Why? Because yutan means even if it was happened without your ratzon. The chiyutan means it just happened. The chiyitain is when you put it there. So the chiyitain means you had to have machshava to do it. The chiyutan, you never have machshava. Right? So what's Rav Papa's chirush limud avia? Ma yitain denichelei. Afyutan denichelei. So we learn here that the, it says v'yutan, right? Even though it isn't you doing it, you have to have machshava still. There has to be nichelei. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says when it comes to tumah and tara, machshava is like a maaseh. The fact that you had machshava denichelei, that it was good for you, you were happy with it. The fact that it happened without you even being involved in it already makes it happen. Okay, that's why, says Rabbi Lakish, you can't compare the two. Okay. Right. Okay, now we've read this whole sugya, right? The whole sugya was that you sent a shaliach and you were the guy was the initiator. Rav Zvid matid al hashmaita ha. Rav Zvid learned this whole sugya the other way around. He says like this: V'chein he shenatna rishut leshlucha lekacha v'halcha he v'kitcha et atzma. Here we got it. He says the other way around. Not that he sent his shaliach to marry her, but she sent his shlicha to be mekabel kiddushin, and the shlicha ended up marrying the guy on her own. Right? That's what happened over here. Okay? It's already now starts getting more exciting. Right? Im shela kadmo kiddushin kiddushin. Right? So what happens here? If her kiddushin took effect before the kiddushin of the other one's kiddushin, v'im shel shlucha kadmo ein kiddushin kiddushin. Right? So if the woman who sent her, right? I don't know how this could work, actually. Ah, so it looks like she sent her as a shaliach, and her shlicha sent her own shaliach. What's going on here? Suddenly started.
No.
She sent a shaliach, and then somebody else came along. She said, I want to marry somebody else.
Whoever gets there first.
But it's coming from her perspective. She sends a shaliach to accept kiddushin,
and somebody else comes and accepts kiddushin from
another man. She goes to another man
and she accepts kiddushin from another man
before her shaliach.
Before her shaliach got it. Okay, I'd be honest with you. I didn't concentrate too much on the sugya because we'll see in a second. It's not so relevant, but I suddenly got so complex. Okay, so just tell me again what happened. She sends a shalicha, and in the meantime, she receives kiddushin from somebody else, while her shalicha is going to that guy. So the shalicha is going to Ira, and she marries Robert. Okay, I got it. So that's how Rav Zavid learns the sugya. Rav Halcha, because im shela kadmu kiddushin kiddushin, im shel shlucha kadmu ein kiddushin kiddushin. Okay, so now, lo kitchet atzma. So now, she didn't do this kiddushin on her own. V'chazra. So now we still got a case over here where the kiddushin only going to take place after 30 days, right? It was now we're back to, we're saying that second case in the Mishnah was a case of where there was a condition after 30 days. Mm-hmm. Now in the meantime, nobody else, she didn't do kiddushin anybody else in the meantime, and now she wants to change her mind. So now we go through this whole process again. Yochanan Amar Chozeret, Jacques Ena Chozeret, she can't. Yochanan says Chozeret, why? Dibum Batil Dibur. Jacques says Ena Chozeret, why? Lord Ati Dibur Batil Dibur. And then 80 by the same writer, Yochanan says to Resh Lakish, Bitel, right? Bittel with regards to truma, imach lo taram bittel, and truma to truma is not truma, and therefore it should work, right? Why are you telling me that dibur not dibur like we just saw? Amarava, Hachamaskirava says no. We're speaking about something different here. What's yakagon she kadam balabait v'taram et kiryo? So he answers a little bit different to how we learned it in the first amud, but Rava says still it's a different story. We can't bring this proof. Why? Because here we're speaking about a case of where the balabait had already done. Done truma on his own stuff. The Havana Maisa, there was a Maisa, so therefore it didn't work. Eitavash Lakish. Now, we skipped now, in the first Amud, we had two brightest of Rabbi Yochanan, Tresh Lakish, then one of Resh Lakish afterwards. Now we bring the middle one of Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, right? We'll see why in a second. Eitavash Lakish, right, Rabbi Yochanan, that Aleph, I got a Bach, said Rabbi Yochanan. Kola Kerem Yodim, Le Yidei Tumim Bachshava, like we said, all vessels, you can make them Tumim only in your thoughts. Only Mitumatat Nebishu Maisa, and you have to do a Maisa, Maisa Motsi Biad Maisa, Miad Bachshava, Machshava Motsi, Lo Miad Machshava, Lo Miad Machshava. Same idea. Right, that the Maaseh can change the status of Machshava and Maaseh. Machshava can't even change Machshava, let alone Maaseh. So he says, Bishlom, why is it not the same? Rabbi Yochanan answers him. He says, Bishlom miyad Maaseh, lo mafkele, sorry, same question. Lo ati dibu matel Maaseh, ele bian Machshava miyad tipuk. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says different. Shani Machshava de tume dechi Maaseh dami. Because tume is like Maaseh, and we saw a case of here, of the chiyutan, the chiyutain, that it's like Maaseh. Ukra Papa, and this is all based on the Machlok Rapapa, Rabapa, Rami Ketiv, Kyutan, Kirina, Bihiyutain, Hiyutain, Bihiyutain, Ha Ketzer, Kyutan, to be the Yitain, Ma Yitain, the Dichele Af Yutain, Nami, the Dichele. Okay, exactly the same. See, we made up all that. We made up 10 minutes now in a few lines. Okay, so now we bring the third brighter, but it was Rabbi Yochanan's second brighter in the previous Amud. Now, some of you might have seen me talking to Rabbi Baruch during Shul, right? Because we'll see in a second now what I asked him. Okay, so Eitiv Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Hashuleach get le ishto, vehigia b'shaliach, and he now catches up to the shaliach. Or sheshlach achrav shaliach, or he sent another shaliach. Va'amalo get shaliach batel, who this gets batel, harei ze batel, the get is batel. Now on the previous amud, right, when Rabbi Yochanan said that to him, Resh Lakish had what to say, right? So he says harei ze batel, v'hani tene get le'at shaliach. He said to him. Where was it? He said, "Eitav shlach and ishto v'gir v'shaliach or shlach achav shaliach." Amalu get shlach nabatel. Areze batel. V'hanet nar get liat ishliach dechin tan maot liat isha uktani areze batel. Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish answered. He said, "Hatam nami kol kalamat egit liat dibur v'dibur at dibur batel dibur." He answered him. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't mean no answer. The Gemara says, "Tiyufte Resh Lakish, tiyufte, brilliant." What happened to Resh Lakish? Suddenly, he never knew how to answer. Right? And the Gemara says, not only is it Tiyufta, it says Paskin Zalocha. And not only is it Lakalocha, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi, Avidu Kamaita. Galimat Nitin. In the first case, Lo Ba Acher Vekitcha. Remember, we asked all these questions? Lo Ba Acher Vekitcha, Vechazraba, Kamen Hilchet Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'ati Dibuvatel Dibur. Even in the first case that we had. Va'afa gav deikah de meimar sh'ani etidat ma'ot liat isha de ma'ased ke ma'ased dami afidu achiyat dibuvat el dibur. Right? In all circumstances, halochas rak Rabbi Yochanan. Where's Resh Lakish? You can understand now why the Gemara brought the first Eitivei here of Rabbi Yochanan, then Resh Lakish, and then Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because they wanted to end off with a Tiyufta. If it had brought Rabbi Yochanan, and said Tiyufta, then we'd have to bring Resh Lakish any longer. Right? That's why I changed the order. Right? So the Gemara says like this. Now that we pass the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, kashya hilchet ha-hilchet, we've got a stira in halachas. Right? Kashya halachas, all of you, of course, remember this. What? What's the stira? Amar tihilchet like Rabbi Yochanan. We just said now here that dibur mevatel dibur like Rabbi Yochanan. V'kaimelan hilchet k'rav Nachman. Look at that dalet there of Mishra Hashas in Ketubot. Okay, so I'll take it back. We don't remember. We never learned Ketubot yet. Together, right? So we don't remember Ketubot, right? We said Halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Nachman, right? Hilchet Kerav Nachman. Where's Hilchet Kerav Nachman, right? Hilchet Kerav Nachman. We'll see in a second, right? The Ibai Elehu. The question was asked: Ma'u sheyachzor v'yigaresh bo? Look at Rashi there. Ma'u sheyachzor v'yigaresh bo? This is the question asked Rabbi to Rav Nachman, right? Ma'u sheyachzor v'yigaresh bo? Beget. La'achar la'amar she'amar le'shaliach get shenatati lecha batel. Remember I said a few minutes ago, I said remember that batel. And when we learned the batel in the previous Amud, there batel was understood as he was mevatel the get itself, not just the shlichut. Remember that's how we learned it, right? So here's the question. The question asked Rav Nachman. If he said to shaliach and he was mevatel the get. So the havamina is that the get is no longer a good get. The get is gone, right? So look what he says over here. Mao sheyach ibaylu mao sheyachzor v'yegaresh bo, right? So right, can he now use that get again? Change his mind. He wants to use the get. Let's say that he changed his mind and he now wants to divorce her. The get's already written. Does he have to go write a new get, or can he use that get? Right? Rav Nachman Amar chozer u'megaresh bo. Rav Sheshet Amar eino chozer u'megaresh bo. Can't do it. Umekaimelan hilchata kavate de Rav Nachman. And we see over here that the halacha is like Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman say? Chozer u'megaresh bo. So we see, we said that when it came to Rabbi Yochanan, ati dibur mevatel dibur. And now if we're assuming now that we're talking about the bitul of the get, we were mevatel the get, and we said dibur mevatel dibur, therefore the get's no longer a get. How can we use this get? And Rabbi Nachman says, no problem, use the get. That's a steer between Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan. Clear? Okay, so now the Gemara Slakas. It's not a steer. Why? Nehi de batle mitorat shaliach. Mitorat get lo batle. All we're saying is that the shaliach is mevatel. That's the dibur. He appointed the shaliach with dibur, vatel the shaliach with dibur. But the get, we're not dealing about gets over here. That's a separate issue altogether. Okay, we'll get you there. I'm going to say, okay, let's quite move on quickly. We've got 4 minutes to try and finish the rest of this amud. Mekudeshet l'shaini, right? So now in our Mishnah, what did we say in the Mishnah? We said like this. Ha'omer shlisha ha'ariyah b'gadesh li achar shloshim yomu ba acher v'kidsha v'toch shloshim mekudeshet l'shaini. In within 30 days, someone else comes and he's married her. And then the next case was, me'achshav l'achar shloshim v'acher v'kidsha v'toch shloshim yom mekudeshet v'enu mekudeshet. If he said me'achshav shloshim yom mekudeshet v'enu mekudeshet. So now we're thinking, now we're talking about the first stage of where he said, after 30 days, marry me, mekudeshet. Amar Rav, Rav says, when he said the mekudeshet, he says, mekudeshet l'shaini l'olam. Right? Quite a crazy statement of this, eh? Well, what was Rav said us for?
After 30 days.
Rav said, so what the havamina? That maybe he's only married to the second one for 30 days. And after 30 days, the second one is no longer around. And now the first one steps in and becomes married again, right? That's what Rav is telling us. Rav is telling us, no, forever, the first one's out of the picture altogether. It's a proper kiddushin forever. You want to look at Rashi there quickly for l'olam? We're running out of time. We're going to run out of time now. L'olam ein b'tayin nachas shloshim sharei nitan lazman lachul b'toch shloshim she'a kulan pluyin mekidush rishon. For those 30 days, anything could happen. He gave her freedom. Finished. Right, exactly. U'shmuel amar mekudeshet l'shayni ad shloshim yom. La'achar shloshim yom pakei kidush shayni v'gamrei kidush rishon. And Shmuel says, no. She's only married to the second one for 30 days in that window. And after 30 days, that one walks out and the first guy steps back into the picture.
She needs a get.
Where? Who says she's a get? It was a condition of the marriage.
Did we say in Rabbi Shmuel 1, he followed like Dinei
Yisurin? Yisurin 1 in Mamonot, right? Okay, right. So let's look at Rav, right? So Rav is in Yisurin and Shmuel is in Mamonot. Shmuel was the expert in money.
It makes sense.
The second one. It's
a condition of the first one, and the second one came along, so she had to say to the first one, listen, I'm just telling you, I'm accepting this kiddushin, but know that I was made a proposal to somebody else, which in 30 days is going to kick in. So have fun, we can do whatever, we can party for the next 26 days that are left over, but in 26 days' time, our marriage dissolves, and I'm married to the first one. I don't know. Okay, look, if it can happen, if it can happen, anything can happen. You know what I mean? We don't have to, okay. Right, Ushmuel, right? Aloch is clearly here, like Rav. Yati Rav Chizda v'kakashile. Rav Chizda is sitting completely perplexed by this whole story. Kiddushe shari b'may pakei. How does this second kiddushin expire? Right, he's completely perplexed here. So I'm out of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says to him, no. Right, he says, Rav Chizda, you got it all wrong. Mar, he calls him Mar out of respect, right? He's talking to Rav Chizda in third person. Mar, Areisha Matni La Vakasha. Are you reading the first part of the Mishnah, where he says that marry me within 30 days, and that's why Rav Yehuda taught us what? Aseifa Matni La Vlo Kashele. Read the second part of the thing. Me'achshav ulachar 30 yom. That's what we're speaking about. That's the machloket Rav Shmuel over there, right? Me'achshav ulachar 30 yom v'chulei. Amar Rav Mekudeshet. When the Mishnah said Mekudesh v'en Mekudeshet, that stays like it forever. Until she gets a get, and she's Mekudesh v'en Mekudeshet. Ushmuel Amar, Mekudesh v'en Mekudeshet, Ela ad 30 yom, Lachar 30 yom, Pake Kiddush HaShani, V'garme Kiddush HaRishon. Shmuel also makes it easier for us now, right? Because he said, Me'achshav lachar 30 yom, because there's an achshav involved in the question. Right, he says from now and after 30 days. And Shmuel says, okay, so what is it? Well, what's the problem? The problem is we're not sure now, is it from Achshav or Shloshim Yom? So we say she married to both of them. But after 30 days, it's now clear. Because after 30 days, the 30 days has expired, and now it's clear that the guy, if they haven't changed their minds at all, right, wants her, and therefore the second guy's situation expires. And now, remember that she was Mekudeshet, Vayna Mekudeshet for those 30 days. So she couldn't do anything. She only had basically the Isurim on her. There was no real right. So now the Gemara explains what each opinion, what each side of it is. Rav Mesapkelei itna'a havai I chazara havai. Right? When what was Rav's concern? Rav was, he had a safek. When he said me'achshav ul'achar 30 yom, was that a t'nai that he said, I want you to remember me from now, but it's a t'nai only take place after 30 days, or did he actually change his mind? There was a change of heart over here, right? Or chazara. Look at Rashi. Mesapkele hayla achar 30, itna have, right? Im lo achzor bi betoch 30. He says, I want to marry you, but I want to give myself 30 days, right, to think about it. And if I don't change my mind, you kiddushin me'achshav. That's the t'nai that he made. Or is it a chazara? What does it say? Mimai dekamar me'achshav, right? He said, you don't marry me now. No, actually, you know what? Don't marry me now. Marry me in 30 days. So it's a change of heart. Right? And therefore, he besveika. That's the suffix. If it was a t'nai, right? And that's our question. It was a t'nai on the Kiddush HaRishon, and the Kiddush HaRishon had taken place. The Kiddush HaShani could never take place. Vim chazara, but if it's a change of heart, have a kiddush hasheni chayle. The second kiddush could take place because he said only in 30 days, not from now. And therefore, kiddush harishon lo chayle. That's Rav Safek. That's what Rav says. We've got a Safek. We don't know what it was. It's forever like that. Right? Where Shmuel, on the other hand, says, look at the Gemara. Shmuel pshitele. The t'na have. And Shmuel says, in our question, there was a Safek. There was no chazora. It was a t'na. Look at Rashi. Hilchach. But after that, it's no longer a doubt any longer. We'll put down tonight, and okay, no, let's stop up here. Okay, enough.